Welcome to the Austria Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Pauline Brunner from the University of Strasbourg. She recently published an article entitled Exploring the Construction of Social Capital Within the Student Entrepreneurship Sub-Ecosystem. She co-authored this paper with Karim Messegem from the University of Montpellier. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor & Francis. Pauline, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
So thank you, Hassan, for having to respond to your question about our papers. So the paper originates from my thesis work. In my thesis, I study students' entrepreneurship and the resources they mobilize to develop their entrepreneurial project. As a reminder, students entrepreneurs are students who run an entrepreneur project alongside the study. And since 2018, I have been following the Entrepreneur Center at the University of Strasbourg, the BPTTNA Entrepreneur Center, and the students who are enrolled there. And these entrepreneur centers were created by the Ministry of Higher Education and Research to support entrepreneurship among students. This means that all higher education students can develop an entrepreneur project in addition to their study, regardless of their field or level of studies. And by interviewing students entrepreneurs participating in an accelerator program delivered by the PEPIT Center at Strasbourg, so the program is called Startup, I realize that students entrepreneurs have specific characteristics compared to other more experimented entrepreneurs. Most of them, they often lack the resources, which I divided between financing the study and financing their project. They also had little professional and entrepreneur experience outside the university context. And these entrepreneurs, therefore, have specific access to resources. They often have few resources, little time to develop the project, and little professional entrepreneur experience, and little also professional context on which to rely to develop the entrepreneur project. However, these elements are very important for developing an entrepreneur project. In discussion with student entrepreneurs and the head of the PEPIT centers and the facilitator of the startup programs, I realized that students are seeking a balance between developing skills and seeking resources that they have done not have. The lack of resources encourages students to develop skills on their own and to seek out actors who have the resources that students do not have. That's why afterwards we focus more on the link between students and the other actors around students' entrepreneurship. At the same time, our researchers, the literature on students' entrepreneurship to understand how students access to resources, the role of entrepreneurial training and centers, and more broadly, the supports provided by the entrepreneurial ecosystems. And to your knowledge, research on student entrepreneurship focuses mainly on the context of entrepreneurial training programs and their effect on the development of entrepreneurial skills and entrepreneurial intent. Few studies focus on the interaction of student entrepreneurs with their ecosystem. However, if you look at study on the social capital of entrepreneurs, many emphasize the importance of social capitals. Just to remind, social capitals refer to the actual and potential value inherent in the social relationship of individuals of social entity, given access to a variety of resources. This study also emphasizes that it is the most important asset an entrepreneur can have, as it's giving them access to different resources that entrepreneurs do not necessarily have at their disposal. Professionalizing their networks is also a major challenge for student entrepreneurs and for entrepreneurs that start a new project. They must succeed in developing and building long-term professional relationships as their entrepreneur project takes shape. This is one of the reasons why social capital is dynamic and evolves over time. Arsum, the importance of social capital has been highlighted in the literature on entrepreneurship. Two studies have investigated that of student entrepreneurs. However, as I explained above, these are entrepreneurs with specific characteristics who often start their own entrepreneur project. For these reasons, the professionalization of the networks is a major challenge for the success development of the entrepreneur project. The social capital is often limited to their family and friends and to the contacts they have developed at university context. However, in order to investigate the relationship developed by students, it is essential to consider the role of the context on this relationship, such as that of the students' entrepreneurship survey questionnaire. Indeed, this research is being conducted by my co-authors, Karen Messigam, professor at the University of Montpellier. So following several discussions and given his expertise on entrepreneurial ecosystems, we felt it was essential to consider the context in which students develop their first professional relationship, and especially as it can play an important role. That's why we use the concept of entrepreneur educational ecosystem, within which students entrepreneurs develop their professional networks, make correspondence to social context. And so the entrepreneurial education ecosystem can be seen as a subsystem or even as a sub-ecosystem embodied within the entrepreneurial ecosystem. It can reflect different logic of actions among the various stakeholders, such as entrepreneur support organizations, which act as intermediary and help students develop their professional network. Therby plays a role in the development of students' entrepreneurial social capitals. For all these reasons, the context of students' entrepreneurship, our knowledge in this field, and the existing literature on students' entrepreneurship, entrepreneurial social capitals, and entrepreneurial social ecosystem, we develop and conduct this research.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
So the main contribution of the paper, so we have three main theoretical contributions. First, it's provide a more nuanced understanding of the construction and evolution of students' entrepreneurial social capitals over time. Several authors have highlighted the importance of social capital in entrepreneurship, but research on students' entrepreneurship has mainly focused on the development of students' human capitals. However, other studies have emphasized that students are also part of the university entrepreneurial ecosystems. So your research contributes to a better understanding of the of how students entrepreneurs professionalize in networks. While previous studies have highlighted the importance of friends, family, and contact development in the university context, our research shows that this link changes over time. Students develop their professional relationship with news actors. This process marks a critical shift towards the professionalization of their networks, enabling them to access knowledge, new resources, and legitimacy. We also show that the ties between students and entrepreneurs from the same cohorts fade over time, which can be explained by the temporary nature of the programs and the lack of activities developed to maintain these alumni networks. Nevertheless, it also pointed to transition toward more targeted and strategic professional relationships, illustrating the dynamic nature of network construction. Your study adds new insight by highlighting the dual process of network diversifications and refinement over time. We demonstrate how student entrepreneurs engage with news actors from 1 year to the next. Thereby enriched by their professional networks while navigating challenges related to the sustainability of earlier links. These transitions align with the theoretical frameworks of dynamic social capitals. Our perspective not only advances your understanding of social capital dynamics, but also underscores the importance of acceleration programs in supporting the sustainability of entrepreneurial networks. Our second contributions extend previous studies that have proposed updating the notion of social capitals to the field of entrepreneurial ecosystem. The literature of entrepreneur ecosystem has emphasized the value of using social network analysis, specifically in order to better account the interaction between actors within entrepreneurial ecosystem. For example, some authors propose a combination of the theory of complexity and a social network analysis to measure the structural characteristics of an entrepreneurial ecosystem. We pursue this work of adapting by combining a structural reading of social capitals with discourse analyzing and by using use measures of social capitals such as link usefulness. We contribute to a more objective measure of social capital based on metrics determined by social network analysis. The chosen metrics can be used to show how the structural, cognitive, and relational dimension of social capitals evolve over time in the context of an entrepreneurial ecosystem. By combining the metrics determined by networks analysis with discourses analysis, we can illustrate the logic underpinning the construction of social capital. The third contribution related to the intermediations in the context of students' entrepreneurship sub-ecosystems. Our results show that while traditional actors play an intermediate role within these sub-ecosystems, like incubators or accelerators, some students have also an important intermediate role. They facilitate access to crucial resources for the continuation of the project. This form of intermediation is to be seen in light of the literature that have focused on the dynamics of networks developed within entrepreneurial support organizations. However, little attention has paid to the role of intermediations played by the students, entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs receiving support. Your works open up an interesting news avenue by showing that the intermediation role can be taken by different stakeholders, in particular by entrepreneurs themselves, and in your case studies, the student entrepreneurs.
What was for you the main theoretical, maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
So in this research, we faced two major challenges. First of all, in order to adopt a dynamics perspective of students' professional relationship and to access these dynamics over time, it was necessary to follow and interview students' entrepreneurs on multiple occasions over more than a year after their participation in the startup support program, then for most of them after the end of their study. Following students who remained active within the sub-ecosystem was relatively straightforward. However, tracking those who had relocated or abandoned the entrepreneur project proved to be more complex. Nevertheless, it was able to successfully follow up with the students, understand the evolution of the project, and analyze the interaction with the ecosystem. The exchange with Pepit Entrepreneurship Centers were especially constructive as they helped us understand the structures and the functioning of the students' entrepreneurship sub-ecosystem in Strasbourg, and identify the support structure and key actor mentioned by the interviewed students' entrepreneurs. The second major challenge, one that also constituted a key contribution of our research, was to adapt the three dimensions of social capital, structural, cognitive, and relational, to the context of the students' entrepreneurship sub-ecosystem, and to propose metrics that would allow us to assess each of these dimensions. The chosen metrics need to capture all three dimensions of social capitals and their evolution over time in order to reflect the dynamic nature of the developing professional relationships. Relying on discursive analysis combined with network-based principle of entrepreneurial ecosystem, such as graph density and betweenness centrality, enables to meet this challenge. The reviewer recommendations, for which we are grateful, also help us to refine our approach. Ultimately, we succeeded in proposing metrics that offer a dynamic perspective on the construction of social capitals and are well suited to the student's entrepreneurship sub-ecosystem.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
So the most surprising or intuitive results we found is that student entrepreneurs are key intermediary actors within the student entrepreneurship sub-ecosystem. While the literature often emphasizes to promote organizations such as university entrepreneurship centers, incubators, or accelerators, we observed something different. When I interviewed the students 1 year after they had completed the PEPIT programs, I realized that some of them had maintained strong connection with fellow students from the same cohort, despite having different profiles and entrepreneurial projects. In addition to this peer support within the same cohort of student entrepreneurs, these students were also committed to helping the new cohorts coming in the next years. Even though the superstructure did not organize any specific alumni event, these key students share information, useful contacts, feedback from their own experiences, and their knowledge to the student entrepreneurship sub-ecosystems with other student entrepreneurs. Most of the student entrepreneurs we interviewed also maintain important ties and relations with PEPIT entrepreneurship centers and also afters following these programs. So this highlights the importance for structures to identify such key students as they actively contribute to the construction and vitality of the sub-ecosystem. Naturally, it would be valuable to extend this research to examine whatever similar dynamics can be observed in other contexts, elsewhere in France or even in other countries. Extending this research to other zones would be a way to generate comparison. While the entrepreneurial education sub-ecosystem can be seen as a generic sub-ecosystem with shared, it may be interesting to highlight the idiosyncratic nature of each sub-ecosystem in our efforts to understand the factors that can influence relation dynamics.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Yes. So first of all, we provide a better representation of the trajectory of students' entrepreneurship sub-ecosystem. These representations can help support structures to better stimulate the relations dynamics between students and with other actors in that sub-ecosystem and be aware that relationship can decline over time. Second, by encouraging a focus on the level of the sub-ecosystem, this research may encourage those in charge of structures like the PEPIT centers to develop an ecosystem way of thinking by developing a representation of their sub-ecosystems in terms of resource, interaction, and governance. Third, the reading we propose and the metric used can also be seen as a support towards as part of our reflexive approach. Mapping professional networks can serve to raise awareness among student entrepreneurs on the construction of their social capital and in the future, their social competency in order to be helpful to develop more time with other actors in the entrepreneurial ecosystem, which can be helpful to develop their projects. And lastly, highlighting the intermediation roles played by certain students can help entrepreneur support organizations better valorize these entrepreneurs who bring real value added in the development of their peer social capital.
Thanks a lot, Pauline, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Exploring the Construction of Social Capital Within the Student Entrepreneurship Sub-Ecosystem. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-eod.com and on the main podcast platforms.